Self-Sovereign Identity. You're listening to Self-Sovereign Identity. I'm your host, Jerry Wright, and this is episode number one. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Self-sovereign identity SSI is a term used to describe the digital movement that recognizes an individual should own and control their identity without the intervening administrative authorities. Self-sovereign identity SSI brings the same freedoms and personal autonomy to the internet in a safe and trustworthy system of identity management. The SSI identity system gives you the ability to use your digital wallet and authenticate your own identity using the credentials you have been issued. Sensitive information, such as email addresses or birthdates, can be shared with other users by anyone who uses it. It also allows for anonymity while protecting privacy from hackers. Citation needed. Authoridate of the sensitive negative entroymment. The purpose behind this article was not to provide any specific advice on how we could achieve our goals, but to encourage people around the world access those essential services through these tools provided they are able, to make them feel more secure, at home if necessary. The best way to implement a system with self-sovereign identity would be through blockchain technology where no intermediary is needed. We hope the article gave you a brief look into the concept behind self-sovereign identity as well as an overview of the 10 guiding principles that encompass it. Creating a free world through self-sovereign identity. You can learn more about this project here. www.self-selection-project. Email protected. We distinguish between the notion of numerical identity, which describes the relationship that holds exclusively between a thing and itself, and the notion of qualitative identity, which merely describes the properties that different things have in common. Only when there is total qualitative identity between two things, can these two things be regarded as being numerically identical. Without going into the merits of these solutions, we describe below the basic operations and procedural aspects of these identity management systems, focusing on the key issues that must be taken into account when designing an identity system that relies on a blockchain-based infrastructure and on biometric information as part of the identification and authentication process. From a security and privacy perspective, such a system is more dangerous than an ordinary centralized cryptocurrency exchange, as biometric data contain the most sensitive and immutable personal identifying information. The concept behind this approach lies in how to use it. As you may recall from previous posts, this article was originally published by The Verge. Decentralized identifiers DIDs can be used to enable self-sovereign identities. In the centralized identity paradigm, a person's identity is provided by some outside entity. The ESSIF makes use of decentralized identifiers DIDs and the European Blockchain Services Infrastructure EBSI. In this case, it provides an individual identifier that identifies which he or she will want for his or own security. The result may differ from other solutions such as public key authentication. A more specific approach would have been in using certificates issued on behalf ESIF users who are currently residing abroad with their US citizenship but were not able to access them without permission given above. Some websites allow us add signatures only when they need authorization, so we could create new ones at once after signing up. We also include our dissident header I think I am. People who access other sites with their user-centric Facebook Connect identity may be even more vulnerable than OpenID users to losing that identity in multiple places at one time. An identity system must balance transparency, fairness, and support of the commons with protection for the individual. The FBI has been investigating an attempt by two online privacy advocates on social media last week. One was a group called Anonymous, a fake name used during mass protests. The second is Anonymous AnonNet. In its response Friday afternoon, Twitter said it had notified local authorities about what they believe were people using identity share cards or devices similar as those found through various security measures such up until now, though some have not yet publicly confirmed this information but are still working closely together within police departments across America's largest metropolitan area. We will continue our investigation into any possible use, tweeted Anthony Cimini from his account after posting comments he believed belonged directly. Between himself and others, including Eiffel Tower employee David Scuderi. 1. This was Self-Sovereign Identity, by Self-Sovereign Identity, and this was episode number 1. My name is Jerry Wright, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.